Sean Harper grew up in Thomasville, Georgia, and he went to public school. He says he was a good kid, but that didn't stop him from getting suspended once. That was years ago, and Harper says he really doesn't remember why he got booted from school.
I talked with my mom a couple weeks ago, and, you know, I said, hey, remember I was suspended from school? And we both remember, but we couldn't remember why. It was that insignificant, which, again, is a national trend.
Today, Harper is the executive director of the University of Pennsylvania's Center for the Study of Race and Equity in Education. He recently co-authored a study finding Black students in the South are more likely to be suspended from school than their peers. The gap is particularly wide in Georgia and Florida. In Georgia, 37% of students are Black, but they make up 67% of student suspensions. In Florida, 23% of students are Black, but make up 37% of suspensions.
The research is very clear on this, that Black children especially get suspended from school for more subjective reasons, like, oh, the kid had an attitude, or, you know, the kid, you know, was goofing off or sort of loitering in the halls, right? You know, and these sort of zero tolerance approaches to school discipline, which, you know, pretty much treats all offenses equally, I think, you know, really get a lot of kids sent home from school.
The report calls out districts with the worst disparities. In Georgia, that would be Dade, Lumpkin, and Maury counties. And in Florida, the districts of Hardy, Martin, DeSoto, and Glades. In North Florida's Wakulla and Jefferson counties, the suspension disparity is almost non-existent. But Harper says that's a coincidence.
We were trying to determine if the inequities were more pronounced in, say, urban districts as opposed to rural districts, or if they were more pronounced in larger schools versus smaller schools, or schools where, you know, there were more or less Black students. And, you know, fairly consistently across the states, we found that this is a problem in just about all schooling contexts.
Harper says other studies have shown when kids are out of school, they fall behind. Their test scores fall, and they're more likely to end up in the school-to-prison pipeline. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.